Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today I'm going to warn you not to buy a rebuilt salvage vehicle. Rebuilt salvage vehicles are something the average person should not even consider buying. And there's a lot of confusion on this, and I have to straighten this out. Don't get me wrong. I know there's sophisticated car guys out there who say, I've bought a rebuilt salvage vehicle, worked out great for me because I know what I'm doing. Yes, if you know what you're doing and you're a sophisticated car buyer, you might be able to buy a rebuilt salvage vehicle and get a good deal out of it. But there is so much peril in this area that for the average person, I would tell you, do not buy a rebuilt salvage vehicle. I'd put it right up there on the list of things like RVs that you should not buy. I won't say it, but I'm wearing the shirt. So I wrote an article about this about almost 5 years ago now for Jalopnik, and I double-checked it this morning. It's got over 450,000 views, which is pretty good for an article I wrote 4.5 years ago on Jalopnik. But I pointed out in that article, I said rebuilt salvage vehicles are the fool's gold of the used car industry. Because I've talked to a lot of people, they say, Steve, I've been shopping for cars, and I know what I'm looking for, make, model, everything. And I found this car is a couple thousand dollars below everything else out there. And the only problem with it is it's rebuilt salvage. But that's a good deal though, right? And I'm like, no. You know something? I'm thinking about buying a racehorse. And the only thing wrong with it is it's dead. But everything else about it checks out. The pedigree is amazing. So here's the deal. And I'm explaining to you the law in Michigan. I'm a lawyer in Michigan, been practicing here for almost 28 years. But I'm going to tell you right now, the law varies from state to state, but it's going to parallel this in many states, meaning that the same reason it's dangerous in Michigan to buy a rebuilt salvage vehicle and think you're getting just another used car, the same reasoning is going to apply to you almost anywhere else in these United States. So first of all, to understand this, you have to understand what salvage means. So here's the deal. In Michigan, if an insurance company deals with a distressed vehicle, and that's a euphemism for a wrecked vehicle, it'll be designated salvage if they determine the cost to repair falls between 75 and 90% of its pre-damage value, okay? 75 to 90. If it's deemed to be more than 90%, it's considered to be unsalvageable, okay? And then if it's less than 75%, it's damaged, but it's not salvaged, so it's considered to be fixable. Okay, meaning that it's going to get through the process, and if it gets fixed, it's not going to have a branded title. That's the thing we're talking about here, because the ones that are between 75 and 90 get sold at an auction, and they're issued a salvage title, okay? And so you need to understand this. So most states do follow a system like this, but the percentages might vary as to how severely damaged it must be. Some states have actually got different levels, and some states just, you know, above this, it's totaled. Here it's salvage, and below this it's okay. So keep that in mind, just to understand that. But here's the deal: the vehicle gets sold at auction and is issued a salvage title. The salvage title in Michigan's a different color, so you can't buy a salvage vehicle and not know it if you see the title. Michigan titles, as I mentioned before, are green, just like money, and salvage titles are often orange or a light orangish color, so they're a different color. Okay, here's the deal. A salvage vehicle in Michigan is not eligible for a registration and cannot legally be driven in the state, even if it's drivable. You might say, wait a second, Steve, how could a vehicle that's been deemed a salvage vehicle be drivable? Well, it turns out that there's some things that vehicles get salvaged for that have nothing to do with their drivability. So let's say, for instance, that you had a vehicle that's parked in a low spot right before the rains came and washed the crops away. And next thing you know, there's water up to here if you were sitting in the car. And later on, the water receded. The dove came in with the olive branch. And you opened the car up and let all the fish and water flop out. And you let it dry in the sun for a couple days. And thing acts weird, and you know the turn signals are funky, and the windshield wipers go on when you turn on the radio, and your infotainment center now is completely in Cyrillic. You file a claim with your insurance company, and they look at it and they go, "That's a nightmare. We're not even gonna touch that." So they total the vehicle, and they issued they deem it salvage. They send it off to auction because it's got problems that are going to cost more to fix than that car is worth in their mind. Okay. So now there are guys out there who go to auctions and buy salvaged vehicles for a variety of reasons. Sam, for instance, the guy with the pizza car, does it for fun. The guy's my hero. I love Sam. However, there are people out there who buy cars at auction, salvage, with the idea they're going to rebuild them and put them back on the road. And there's a process for doing this. Now, here's where everyone gets confused, because they go, well, I'm looking at a vehicle. It's got a green title. It just says rebuilt salvage at the top, but that means it was salvage, but it's been fixed, right? And here's the first thing I have to point out to you that's simply a lesson in English. Rebuilt does not mean fixed. Look it up in the dictionary. And this is a rare example where an English language dictionary will explain to you a legal issue. Unlike driver's licenses. It turns out that because the vehicle's been rebuilt does not mean it's been fixed. And that is the problem. Many people assume, they go, well, I heard it was inspected by a state trooper. A Michigan state trooper trained in inspections, inspected this car, and determined that it was issued, you know, entitled to be issued a rebuilt salvage title because it must be good, right? No, no, no. I actually interviewed a state trooper to do this article that I did for Jalopnik, but everything he told me is true, and I double and triple checked all of this. So first of all, salvage vehicles cannot be driven legally until they get a rebuilt salvage title. So you say, well, Steve, how does it turn out that you get a rebuilt salvage title? So you buy the vehicle, you bring it home, you determine what it needs to be made drivable. And it might say you have to have the unibody straightened. It might need some new body panels. You might have to replace window glass. You may have to remove the carp from the trunk. You may have to rewire things. You may have to put in a new transmission. Whatever it takes, you're going to put all these new parts into this car. And when you get the car to where it's complete and you believe it's safe to drive, okay, you then call up the state. And this is how it works in Michigan. Might be different in your state, but in Michigan, you call up and you get a hold of one of these licensed inspectors from the state. And there's a site that has these on them. And you have this inspector come out and inspect your car. So you bring the car to them. And here's the thing. Number one, you can't drive it there. It's not legal to drive yet. So number two, you got to pay some money. And you're going to pay some money to the inspector. It's $100 for the inspection. And then here's the thing. He's going to ask to see your paperwork and a form called a TR-13A. Now the TR-13A is the form that you are required to bring with you to the inspection. And it lists every part you put on that car that was not from the car itself. So you pull a body panel off and straighten it, put it back on. That's fine. But if you went to a junkyard and bought a body panel for it, you got to have the receipt from the junkyard that says, yes, I, you know, bought this quarter panel or this fender or this hood or whatever it is from a junkyard. And here is the receipt to prove it. Okay. And you have to have all of these document, you know, all these parts documented, because the number one thing that the state inspector is looking for is to make sure that you're not using stolen parts. And you might say, wait, what? Because when I first heard this, that's what I said. Well, what? There are chop shops out there that steal cars, chop them up, not literally like that, but they dismantle them, and they sell these parts back into the stream of commerce. And a source of buyers for these cars in the old days was guys who are rebuilding cars. So in the old days, if you found a car that needed some body panels, you'd go find a guy who just chopped up a stolen one, buy the parts from him really cheap, put them on your car, and boom, everybody wins, except for the person who had their car stolen. So what they do is the guy will check your receipts to make sure you've got paperwork confirming every single piece that you put on this car was legally acquired. The other thing that he's going to do, or she's going to do, when they inspect the car, is climb around it and look at all the VIN identifiers. And so there are VIN tags on the car, and we all know about the one that's directly underneath the windshield that you can walk up and look at from the outside of the car. The vehicle identification number exists in several locations and more locations on later model cars. So there are places, for instance, on the frame rails where there's going to be a VIN tag, and you know, there's places where you pop the trunk and find it inside the trunk. There's going to be all kinds of different places that it's been stamped and so on. And so the inspector is going to climb around the car and look at all the VINs to make sure the VINs are correct. Because there are examples that I know of that I've represented where somebody bought a vehicle, it's been sawed in half. And one end's got the VINs from one car and one end's got the VINs from the other car. Okay? And that may or may not be kosher, as we say. So the one important thing, though, is this. The guy or gal who inspects the car from the state to determine that it gets a rebuilt salvage title, does not check to see if the car is roadworthy, doesn't check to see if the car is safe, and in fact does not drive the vehicle. All they do is they look at the vehicle, confirm that it appears to be complete, and they test some systems. They might check the taillights, the headlights. They might check the windshield wipers, and they will ask to hear the car run only to listen to the muffler to make sure the exhaust is not too loud, okay? Let's suppose you bring the vehicle on a trailer and they inspect it. The car's not coming off the trailer. They're going to inspect it on the trailer. They're going to say, fire it up. You reach in, fire it up. The guy's going to listen to it, go, yep, sounds okay to me. The guy might say, step on the brakes. You know, brake lights work. Turn on the headlights. Headlights work. And once the paperwork checks out, he then says, yes, this can get a rebuilt salvage title because the car is complete and contains no stolen parts, as far as we can tell, at least to the best of your documentation. And some of the systems work that I checked, but even they're not verifying that. There's no warranty this stuff works. It's just at the moment of the inspection, the car appeared to be complete and did not contain stolen parts. So, like I wrote in the article, and I suggest this as well, to keep this in mind, the inspector does not rule on if the car is safe to drive. And I've had so many people call my office and say, Steve, I bought a rebuilt salvage vehicle. Guy told me it passed an inspection. I said, oh, then what happened? Well, I bought the car, and now the car goes like this down the road, like sideways down the road. Or something stopped working. A major, you know, system stopped functioning. You know, the electronics don't work anymore. And I say, okay, well, you know, it's rebuilt salvage. What did you expect? Well, it passed a state inspection, though. And here's the thing. There are some states that have safety inspections that you have to do every single year. That's different than the inspection that the state trooper does when he or she walks around the car to make sure it's got no stolen parts on it and that the car is complete. And so I've had people tell me, they say, well, Steve, you know, I live in a state that has these safety inspections. And when I heard that this car had been safe, you know, inspected in another state and passed an inspection, isn't that the same thing? No, it's not. It's not the same thing. And this is an area of so much confusion that people fall for this. And I've had someone tell me, they say, Steve, I bought a car from Michigan's rebuilt salvage. The guy told me it passed a state inspection. And I say, yeah, it passed a state inspection that it had no stolen parts on it. Yeah, but the brakes don't work. Guy didn't test the brakes, okay? He checked to make sure the brake pedal activated the taillights, brake lights, but he didn't test to make sure the brakes actually worked. In fact, he might not have been the one pressing the pedal because he probably wanted to stand outside and watch the lights. Someone else pressed the pedal, okay? So that inspection is not something you can rely on other than you probably got a vehicle with no stolen parts on it, probably. So I mentioned before that I've seen all manner of these vehicles. I had somebody who told me I bought a car that had hail damage, rebuilt salvage. The car runs great, but it looks like junk because it's got the hail damage. That's great. Congratulations. And by the way, don't get me wrong. If you find that deal and don't mind the problems, go for it. But here's the other problem you should know about. All of these problems that you have with your vehicle, mechanical problems and so on, are just the beginning of it. Because, for instance, you need to know that when you go to sell the vehicle, you're going to have to disclose, by the way, it's rebuilt salvage. And you can't not disclose it because it's going to be stamped on the title, rebuilt salvage. So someone else is going to go, oh, it's rebuilt salvage. And they might be smarter than you were when you bought it. They might say, I don't want that car. But number two, every Carfax issued on that car is going to have these two big red flags on it. One red flag is massive accident deemed, you know, salvage by the insurance company. And the other one's going to say, oh, issued a rebuilt salvage title. So, I mean, those are red flags, trust me. But the other problem is to insure the car, your insurance company might say, we can't insure that car, or we can, but it's going to be expensive to insure, or we're only going to put the bare minimum on it. In other words, you can't get collision on it. So if you spend a lot of money on rebuilt salvage, good luck with that, because you might not be able to insure it. Another problem, of course, is you might not be able to borrow the money to buy the car if, in fact, you wanted to borrow money to buy the car. So if you go to a bank and say, hey, I want to borrow $20,000 to buy a rebuilt salvage BMW, they might go, sorry, don't do that. But again, call your insurance agent and see what they think, because they're likely going to say, oh, we wouldn't insure it either. So, you know, like I said, rebuilt salvage in many ways is the fool's gold of the used car field because it looks so tempting. If the car's been rebuilt properly, it might look great. It might even run pretty well. But, you know, I've asked around amongst the experts, asked Sam, I've asked others, and they'll tell you that, you know, it's one of those things. If you are not an extremely sophisticated car shopper, you probably want to stay away from this. Or if you're so tempted that you can't help yourself, find somebody who is sophisticated. It's going to be a mechanic. It's going to be a body guy. It's going to be somebody who knows cars so well that they're going to crawl around underneath the car. They're going to put it up on a rack. They're going to measure things. They're going to check things. They're going to test all the systems. And even then, I still would urge you to just run away. Run away. Because what happens if they miss something and you buy the car and it's got some wonky problem? I mean, how do you anticipate the weird stuff that could happen? And I've had people say, but Steve, I talked to somebody who knew what happened to the car. And I'm like, how would you know that? How would you know what happened to the car? Car probably went through an auction. Somebody bought it. They flipped it. Next thing you know, some guy's rebuilding the car. And he's telling you, oh, I know what happened to this car. I can tell you all about it. Really? Were you there when it got wrecked? Were you there when it got flooded? You know, who knows? Who knows? It's a dangerous proposition. So my number one piece of advice with rebuilt salvage vehicles is don't buy them. Don't buy them. But number two, if you're tempted to buy them, still don't do it. But like I said, I know guys out there who are going to, and some of them may have done it and dodged a bullet. That's great. You're living dangerously. But for the average person, I would say this statement is 100% true. For the average used car buyer, if someone says it's rebuilt salvage, run and do not buy that car. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.